Escape to summer with Victoria's Secret's Just Arrive collection of swim and other sun-ready silhouettes. Pack your bags with new styles from the Very Sexy collection, like the made-to-be-seen Very Sexy push-up bra in on-trend hues like green, citron, and black shine. Rewind to the future with the VS Archives swim collection, inspired by Victoria's Secret's classic looks from the 90s and early 2000s. Plus, mix and match with their wide range of bikini tops and bottoms to find your dream suit. Shop now at your closest Victoria's Secret store or online at victoriassecret.com.
Jenna, are you planning on hosting this summer?
Of course! We love having people over for get-togethers in the summer.
You know when people are arriving, it's getting a little crowded, and suddenly you're not sure if you have enough burgers or chips or paper towels?
Yes, it's the worst feeling, and it's actually my worst nightmare.
Happens to me every time. Well, no need to worry. Target Circle 360 is coming to the rescue with unlimited same-day delivery. It's the fastest way to get more Target.
Summer hosting will be so much easier with unlimited same-day delivery from Target.
Exactly. Take care of your guests. Target takes care of the rest. Sign up for the new Target Circle 360 today.
Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same-day delivery is subject to terms, applies to orders over $35. All right, ladies, let's be real. Who here actually enjoys shaving their legs? Not me, that is for sure. So get this, Nair. Yes, Nair, the OG, has leveled up. They've got these new sensational shower creams and body creams that smell amazing. I just used the coconut oil and vitamin E shower cream, and I seriously forgot I was in my own bathroom. It smelled like a spa. Plus, it's allergen-free, so it's gentle for your skin, and it worked in as little as 3 minutes, so no nicks, no cuts, and the smooth skin lasted days longer than shaving. Nair's new sensational shower and body creams are free of all those nasty chemicals like phthalates and sulfates, so you can feel good about what you're putting on your skin. Have a me-time moment with Nair, the number one hair removal brand. Smell for yourself. Try the reformulated Nair body and shower creams available at retailers nationwide and online.
And that's what you really missed with Jenna
and Kevin, an iHeartRadio podcast.
Welcome to And That's What You Really Missed podcast. I'm Jenna.
I am Kevin. So, today, we have Season 3, Episode 4, Pot of Gold, that originally aired on November 1st, 2011.
Oh my God.
There was a four-week break between the last episode and this episode. But we have one of the sweetest people in the world who joins the Glee cast this episode. Damien McGinty.
Damien.
Straight from the Glee Project on over to the OG Glee. And our lives were changed.
What a sweet nothing.
Right?
I just can't even imagine. I was watching, like, how hard that must have been for him to come from the Glee Project and come onto our show at the height. We're, you know, in our 300th musical performance. Like, there was just a lot. We were huge. And that's a lot for somebody. But he came in with such grace, and he was just so sweet. And
it's
we just
Irish.
Loved him. I know.
Irish are the kindest people on the planet.
Such he was the best. The best.
And he was in a lot of this episode.
He was. Oh, this was his episode.
Yeah.
I mean, it is Pot of Gold.
Yeah, right. It's named after him.
This episode was directed by our friend Adam Shankman, who we love so, so very much. There was a lot happening around the episode and in the world.
Yes. I mean, Adele was back and bigger than ever. She had the number one song in the country, Someone Like You, which will be featured in a couple episodes.
Thank goodness for one of the best Glee songs ever. The number one movie was Puss in Boots, which I have not seen.
You've never seen Puss in Boots?
No. Nope.
Actually, I don't think I have either. So on October 26th, a couple days before this aired, the cast and crew celebrated Glee's 300th musical performance.
Damn, girl. Damn.
That's insane. It was during the Rumor Has It Someone Like You filming.
I remember this.
Actually, yeah, I do too. So they were all in there. There's pictures of it. Rob Stringer came, the head of Columbia.
We got our plaques.
Dana came. Now who's the head of Disney?
Everybody was there. All of our creators were there. Everybody was there.
A big deal.
It was a big one. Yeah.
Yeah.
Big one.
So special.
Well, 300 and, I don't know, 500 something to go.
Little did we know we weren't even halfway there yet.
Exactly.
Okay, let's talk about this episode.
Okay, there's quite a few songs.
Very, very eclectic.
Yes.
Grouping.
Damien gets two solos.
He does. There's a lot of a variety.
Yes. Okay.
In so this we music. Okay.
We have a Muppet song.
Yeah.
We have Being Green, originally sung by Kermit the Frog. Last Friday Night, which was a very meta thing happening.
Very meta.
Because Darren and I were in the music video, original music video. Mm-hmm. We have Waiting for a Girl Like You, mm-hmm. Candyman, Whew. And Take Care of Yourself.
Right. This episode, I have some memories and some not, non-memories. I remember Damien coming in and watching him do his solo.
Mm-hmm.
I remember Same. Brittany thinking he was a leprechaun. That was the main thing that I remembered when this episode popped up.
Yeah.
But did you guys had done the music video already for Katy Perry?
Yes.
Okay.
We had done that. And then I remember hearing that the song was going to be in it. And Darren was originally singing all of it. I mean, he basically did. Mm-hmm. I was like, you guys, you do realize that we were both in the music video. And I was in the music video a lot. Yeah. You're like, oh, yeah. So then they added me to like a little thing just so they could say that
you guys were
the two people that were in the video were also singing the song. But
you didn't really sing, though.
I sing like an octave on like the pre-hook or something.
Katie really likes her Glee people.
She did. Yeah. We co-hosted the Teen Choice Awards with her.
I did her music video much, much later.
You did. That was a great video, by the way.
That was a fun video. I liked that one. That was fun to do.
She knows how to make a music video.
Oh, yes, she does.
Budget, honey.
Yes, she does.
Budget.
Okay. We've got our new Irish friend, Damien, as Rory Flanagan. Idina Menzel is back because she is doing the treble tones, and there's a whole storyline with Beth, which, again, can we just put that storyline to bed?
We'll get into that because I have a lot of thoughts. So, okay, some fun facts.
Okay.
Damien McGinty was one of the two winners of the first season of The Glee Project, which was, if you won, you got a 7-episode recurring character
role.
That's
a big win.
On Glee. That's huge. That's a third of a season. Obviously, this is his first episode. Ryan revealed that on Damien's first day of filming that he was shoved into a locker 25 times and that on his first take and his first song, the crew gave him a huge ovation.
No, that must have made him feel good.
Yeah, he's the sweetest.
Just so nice.
This episode was written and by co-executive producer Ali Adler, who became one of our great friends. And it was the first episode not to be, well, officially, you know, on the actual script by any of the main three.
Big day.
Yeah.
This was also the second episode directed by Adam Shankman, who did Rocky Horror, and he'll come back a few times. And Adam started working on this episode on September 2nd, and filming ended on the 22nd. This episode and Asian F were shot in parallel for several days until Asian F finished filming its musical finale on September 16th. I remember that.
One of the first times we started parallel shooting.
Yes.
Concurrent shooting.
Well, and when we say parallel shooting, that means whoever's not working on one episode is probably shooting on the other set for another. So there's double crews. So if you're on whichever episode our normal crew was on, you'd have an extra crew that would come in for that time to do it. So we didn't have our normal camera people.
Well, they would split them up. So you have an A camera and a B camera, and usually the B camera on the normal crew would become the A camera.
Dwayne would go over and be A camera. We love Dwayne, but sometimes, though, you would be shooting and you wouldn't know who anybody was.
A full B crew.
But because you just were behind in time and you got to get it done.
It just takes a lot to do it, you know?
It does. It does.
Tell us about the episode, Jenna.
Okay. So a new foreign exchange student, Rory Flanagan, our sweet, sweet Damien, enrolls at McKinley and crashes with Brittany, who thinks he is a leprechaun. Naturally. And meanwhile, Mercedes attempts to recruit new members to join the Troubletones, Shelby's newly formed glee club. And Sue's congressional campaign heats up with the new candidate.
So things start really popping off. Rory shows up and is living with Brittany, and she clearly thinks that he's a leprechaun and no one else can see him, and he's granting her three wishes so he can get to her pot of gold.
Ridiculous.
Insane.
But okay.
It's like partly sweet. Also feels very high school.
Mm-hmm.
But obviously, you know, Santana's like, no, thank you. We're not doing that. But I do love, it's sort of the impetus to Santana and Brittany then sort of have to actually figure out what they are to one another. Because here's this new threat coming in, sweet Damien, who's picking out all the marshmallows.
Oh my God, for Lucky Charms.
From the Lucky Charms.
I used to make my dad do that.
Really?
Yeah, I hated the marshmallows.
What, you hated the marshmallows?
Yes. So I could have just gotten the alphabets. It didn't have the marshmallows in it. Same thing.
Yeah, but the marshmallows are the best part.
Disgusting. Okay.
You've never liked sweet things.
No. Controversial, wow. I know. Okay.
At least you're consistent. I appreciate
that.
Well,
so Rory has a big crush on Brittany. Yeah, so we get to kind of see where Brittany and Santana are in their relationship.
But meanwhile, Rory's just being bullied by everyone because he's new, has an accent.
Well, do you remember him singing, and sweet Finn trying to help him out, seeing from afar, when he sings Take Care of Yourself?
Yeah.
It is a really sweet number.
He's such a beautiful voice.
He does. I have to be honest, I don't really remember the Glee Project. Watching it, I have to go back and actually watch it. But
I don't think I watched it.
I remembered him. I definitely remembered him. And he just fit in so well. Like he didn't ruffle feathers. He was so happy to be there. He did his job and did it well. And I remember when we were watching him, and you see they cut to the Glee Club, and like I'm sitting there, Leah's sitting behind me, Harry's sitting there, like we're all sitting there, we're all like looking in adoration. That's real.
Oh, all of that.
We just thought
real.
He was so cute.
And you want to root for somebody like that. And I think we were also conscious of the fact that we know this could be intimidating.
Right, exactly.
You're coming into a room full of how many crew members plus us that he associates probably with the show. And good
the hype
luck.
Is real.
A ballad. Like, stand here, don't move, and just sing. How uncomfortable.
Two songs.
And also his first number, he was singing in slow-mo, which we now know, if you've been listening to this, you're performing at 1.5 to 2 times the speed. It's like, so also,
and he
get up to speed quickly. He nailed it.
Yeah. Yeah, nailing it.
I loved his budding friendship with Finn.
That was very really cute. Nice. Yeah. Very cute. Somebody had to look out for him, you know?
Yeah. I mean, he got abused this episode.
He really did. But I loved when they were like, no, we're not going to call Mr. Shu or Sue. We're going to call Beast.
Yeah.
The hockey guys were like, gotta
go. Mullet, you can go away now.
Escape to summer with Victoria's Secret. Pack your bags with just-arrived swim cover-ups, corset tops, and other sexy silhouettes. When the sun goes down, opt for bold and blingy styles like the made-to-be-seen Very Sexy Push-Up Bra from the Very Sexy Collection. In on-trend hues like black shine, green, and citron. For a glam statement, pair them with your favorite jeans and bring the heat. Because life is better in a bikini, rewind to the future with the VS Archives Swim Collection inspired by Victoria's Secret's classic looks from the 90s and early 2000s. For endless out-of-office options, mix and match with Victoria's Secret's wide range of bikini tops and bottoms that offer you every type of coverage from full to cheeky to minimal, now in this season's must-have shades and patterns. Add the finishing touch with the limited edition Bombshell Escape fragrance, a free-spirited take on the iconic iconic Victoria's Secret scent, dive into a vibrant blend of juicy guava, lush palms, and summer glow peony. Shop now at your closest Victoria's Secret store or online at victoriassecret.com.
Kevin, every time I go on vacation with my family, I find myself packing multiple extra bags of essential supplies. Now that's all in the past. Thank you to Target Circle 360, which gives everyone unlimited same-day delivery wherever they go. So I'm packing very light now, thank goodness. And all of my stuff will be waiting for me at my destination. It's my dream.
The only thing better than getting delivery from Target is getting unlimited same-day delivery from Target while you're on vacation.
So sign up for the new Target Circle 360 so you can stock up on food, supplies, pool stuff, and everything in between without ever interrupting your summer plans.
And if you're planning to host this summer, same-day delivery is a party saver. You've got people coming over, it's getting a little crowded, you're not sure if there's enough burgers, chips, paper towels, etc., etc. Don't freak out. Target Circle 360 is coming to the rescue with unlimited same-day delivery. It's the fastest way to get more Target, so sign up today.
Take care of your guests. Target takes care of the rest. Summer hosting is so much easier when you have unlimited same-day delivery from Target. So sign up for the new Target Circle 360 today.
Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same-day delivery is subject to terms, applies to orders over $35.
Let's talk about something we can all relate to. Hair removal. Not exactly the highlight of our day, right? Between Nick's cuts and razor burn, the worst. But guess what? Nair, the OG, has taken hair removal to the next level with their new sensational shower and body creams that smell amazing. Literally the best thing ever. Nair's new scents have turned my bathroom into a spa. My favorite is the soothing aloe and water lily body cream. It smells so good. Plus, it's designed for lingering freshness, so I smell and feel good for the rest of the day. And who doesn't love that? Nair's new shower and body creams are super easy to apply and work in as little as 3 minutes, and my smooth skin lasts days longer than shaving. You can use it on your legs, arms, underarms, even your bikini area, which is perfect with summer right around the corner. I just went on a trip to New York to visit my family, and I used Nair before I left. I didn't even need to pack a razor because I knew my legs would be smooth the entire trip. So check out the new and improved body creams and shower creams from Nair, the number one hair removal brand. So smell for yourself. Try the reformulated Nair body and shower creams available at retailers nationwide and online.
Santana and Brittany are seemingly dating now. They go to Breadsticks, and Santana's doing two things, right? She's trying to get Brittany to join the Trouble Tones, which we'll get to when we talk about Mercedes in a second. And then she's also figuring out their dating situation with that scene at Breadsticks.
It's so cute.
Where she's like, I want you to hold my hand. And then she puts the napkin over. Naya's so good, man.
They're so good. I mean, but this is the beginning, right? Like, this is where it starts.
This is sort of the first time that it's not hinted at anymore. It's not right. Santana wanting Brittany, but Brittany not. This is it.
Right.
Here we go. Buckle up.
Let's
and
go.
Nobody knows.
Right, nobody knows. Also, though, Mercedes trying to get Santana to join the Trouble Tones, and she's like, why would I be interested in an all-girl club?
Yeah.
It's Side brilliant. Note,
do you think this episode looks different? It's, I don't know if it was my TV, but the episode,
brighter?
Like, it looks darker.
Oh, no, I don't think so.
Oh, okay. Never mind.
I don't think that Ryan would allow that.
I know, but I was wondering, sometimes because we were shooting two episodes at once, somebody had a different DP.
Or coloring.
It looked different.
Okay. Yeah. I don't think so, but...
Okay. You're probably right. Good talk.
Good talk. Okay.
Glad we're the authorities on this.
So, something else that's going on is that the Glee Club is distraught because Mercedes has left. And Santana decides to leave and take Brittany. It convinces Brittany to go with her, who was not into going.
Because Corey's, not Corey, but Finn's got his ear to the ground.
To the ground. and it causes a muck in the Glee Club. But more importantly than the New Directions, like, who cares about them? There's the Trouble Tones.
Oh, my God.
We are getting full Trouble Tones numbers now. We've got Santana, we got Britney, we got Mercedes, we got Sugar Mata. We've got a gaggle of ladies, talented ladies, doing one of the cutest numbers that I've ever seen.
I have a question, though.
Yes.
Because I know, obviously, we do it all the time in New Directions, but New Directions doesn't necessarily have the finesse that the Trouble Tones has.
Yeah.
What is the purpose of this number? Like, they're performing.
Candyman?
Yeah, they're in full costume.
Look, they're sets. Practicing because they haven't done this yet. And you know, Shelby used to make Vocal Adrenaline rehearse in costume because she's Vocal Adrenaline.
But this is even
coach.
Better than Vocal Adrenaline.
Oh no, for sure. But that's why they're in costume. Is my theory.
It is so good.
Oh God, it's so good.
They're so good together.
And also, just like Shu being like, "We're in trouble."
Yeah. No shit. Welcome to the show.
Well, wake up.
Did you see them film this in IRL?
I did. I caught the end of it. And I just remember being like, why didn't I get to wear that costume?
Yeah. Were you pissed that you weren't in the Trouble Tones?
I was a little pissed. I was a little jealous that I wasn't in the Trouble Tones. I felt a little left out. I'm not going to lie. But then I thought, oh, there's a chance for Tina to get some more stuff in New Directions because the heavy hitters are gone. No, I was very jealous of the Trouble Tones. And that will continue. I'm still envious to this day. But this number, I remember thinking like, oh, this is not just going to be a small storyline. Like, I thought maybe it would kind of disappear when Adina disappeared or something. But like, this is actually, I realized it was going to be a longer kind of drawn out storyline, which I was very excited about.
Did you end up getting more songs?
TBD.
Got it. Okay. I was having a panic because like, oh, we now have Damien and Darren. I'm never singing again.
Opposite.
Two more male voices.
More males. Right.
Cool.
Exactly. Exactly.
Cool.
But I loved watching this number. And I was like, I don't really know those backup dancers. They got some new gals.
Yeah. They did get some new gals.
Yeah. Very exciting.
That's happened, I think, this season. There's some of our old regular dancers were off booking tours and things.
Right.
So.
And our Trouble Tones are going to like triple in size. Is that right?
Yeah, it does sort of.
Okay, because I remember there being a lot more of them towards the end of the season.
There were already a lot. And Candyman, I remember it being just, I thought it was just the four of them. But no, there's a slew of dancers.
You're right. Okay, you're right. Okay.
It's pretty incredible. Also, when they bring in, when Britney and Santana come in for the first time and put Sugar in her place, Vanessa Lindsay's, again...
Stealing the show.
Just, you give her an inch, you know?
It's so true.
She is going to chew that scenery.
And it's so welcomed because, God help me, what would we be without Sugar Mata?
Yes. The
Brilliant.
Speed. Also, I mean, her dialogue with Santana dialogue, it is a match made in heaven.
Right. Right.
And Vanessa's a good little dancer. She's back there doing her thing.
Well, I think that's a testament to Vanessa Lenji's and the unique performer that she is.
Unique?
There's nobody like her. That's why she gets hired so much, because she's one of a kind. But she takes like every small thing and makes and continues to give it detail. She's not like, oh, I just have one line. She like is like, I have one line. Let me make it the best I can make it.
Yes.
You know, it's
every
really special.
Every time they cut away to her, she is in
doing
it.
Something.
I feel like every time they cut away to me, I'm just Kevin. Like in last Friday night, it's like, oh, we're just being us having a ball.
I also want to point out there's a little like continuity thing. The other storyline we're going to talk about is Sue is going to cut the budget for Glee Club because her pom-poms cost a lot of money. And it's going to cause West Side Story to kind of go be canceled for a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But Shelby has the budget. Is the Sugar Mata dad's funded? like Trouble Tones completely? Because it's the same school. Let's be clear.
But he's funding the whole thing independently.
Okay, okay. So Sugar Mata is funding that. Yes. Okay, got it. Because I was just a little like, hmm?
Right. Totally.
Because those...
That's a good point.
You know, because those costumes mm-hmm. are cute. They didn't look cheap.
None of that looked cheap. Maybe that's also why they have all this budget. They can just
yeah.
spend, which we cannot. I also think it's, I mean, the final straw for Santana to leave is last Friday night, right? And she's like, we're just never going to get any solos anymore, which is fair. Side note, because we've referenced Burlesque in Glee,
meta.
And now we've referenced last Friday night.
Meta.
Do Diana Agron, Darren Criss, and myself
and Kevin McHale
exist?
You do. You do. You Weird. Should add that to a TikTok.
Weird.
Let's talk about last Friday night.
Okay. I mean, that was a fun number. Silly number. It sort of comes out of nowhere for no reason.
Literally exactly what I said to David watching it last night. I was like, oh, let's just remind the Glee Club that we can have fun. Song.
A lot of this episode felt like that to me.
Yeah.
The music was a little forced.
Yeah, 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 for sure. We just got to get to West Side Story. Do you know what I mean? We just got to like get ourselves there.
Yes. I mean, the Cliff Notes is like Spark Notes, Damien, West Side Story. Right.
Right.
Like, you got to get Damien in. You got to get the girls to leave.
Right.
Trouble Tones.
And then get to West Side Story.
Yeah. Because West Side's going to be a beast.
But the musical is canceled.
Right.
Because of Sue. She's cutting. And she convinces Figgins to cut the budget. But that inspires somebody new to... Mm-hmm. We're getting Bert. We're getting Bert as a writing candidate. This is very exciting.
And when Bert's involved, the storylines are better.
Literally him sitting in the newsroom like, hey. Michael Malley's back. Was once a regular, now a recur, but still here.
Yeah. The budget.
There's a lot going on with Kurt and Blaine and Finn.
Yeah.
Because Kurt and Finn obviously have the whole thing with Rachel last episode with mm-hmm. the president, you know, running for class president. And now Blaine and Finn are like getting into it.
Which I like.
You do.
I like it because I like that Finn is protective of the Glee Club, like trying to be a leader, because a lot of times he doesn't necessarily get to show that.
Mm-hmm.
And when he does, it's always like a big thing, like you need to step up and take the reins.
Right.
And then he's like, no.
Mm-hmm.
Like we can all be weird and call each other names and mess up to each other, but you're new. You don't get the same license to like make decisions like we do with each other. Which I understand. And like, yeah, just because he's good, he's been in the Glee Club, he's dating Kurt, who's his brother. You're still new here.
Yeah, I kind of was like on Finn's side.
Yeah.
Even when Blaine, you know, comes back with that line about being inclusive or whatever, like it's like
a good comeback, but Finn's still right.
Yeah. Yeah. Stand up, Finn. Stand up for your
Except right. Finn calling Brittany an idiot this episode.
Yeah, that wasn't good.
No. But that scene at the end was so sweet.
Oh,
he apologizes.
This is really sweet.
Breaks my heart. I did also love, I mean, once Bert finds out that the budget is being cut and West Side Story isn't going to happen,
mm-hmm.
he rounds up the funeral parlor people, the crematorium people, all of that into Figgins' office, and they pay for it. And Bert's fired up and he's pissed.
Mm-hmm.
And then Shu has like a light bulb, always a little late per usual.
Just...
two steps behind Shu.
Yep.
Shows up. Also, you never really get to see Shu and Bert together one-on-one.
I know. That was
And
fun.
I like that he tries to go recruit him to run for office as a writing candidate against Sue. And he's like, already doing it. Kurt's the campaign manager.
Already doing it. Yeah, it's fun to see the adults together. You don't really get to see them. Mike work with those
No,
guys
and it's
a
like
lot.
A silly adult storyline, which Bert never gets to do.
Right.
Which Sue exclusively almost gets to do.
Right. It must have been fun for Mike.
Yeah.
Escape to summer with Victoria's Secret.
Pack your bags with just-arrived swim cover-ups, corset tops, and other sexy silhouettes. When the sun goes down, opt for bold and blingy styles like the made-to-be-seen Very Sexy Push-Up Bra from the Very Sexy Collection in on-trend hues like black shine, green, and citron. For a glam statement, pair them with your favorite jeans and bring the heat. Because life is better in a bikini, rewind to the future with the VS Archives Swim Collection inspired by Victoria's Secret's classic looks from the 90s and early 2000s. For endless out-of-office options, mix and match with Victoria's Secret's wide range of bikini tops and bottoms that offer you every type of coverage from full to cheeky to minimal, now in this season's must-have shades and patterns. Add the finishing touch with the limited edition Bombshell Escape fragrance, a free-spirited take on the iconic Victoria's Secret scent. Dive into a vibrant blend of juicy guava, lush palms, and summer glow peony. Shop now at your closest Victoria's Secret store or online at victoriassecret.com. Kevin, every time I go on vacation with my family, I find myself packing multiple extra bags of essential supplies. Now that's all in the past, thank you to Target Circle 360, which gives everyone unlimited same-day delivery wherever they go. So I'm packing very light now, thank goodness, and all of my stuff will be waiting for me at my destination. It's my dream.
The only thing better than getting delivery from Target is getting unlimited same-day delivery from Target while you're on vacation.
So sign up for the new Target Circle 360 so you can stock up on food, supplies, pool stuff, and everything in between without ever interrupting your summer plans.
And if you're planning to host the summer, same-day delivery is a party saver. You've got people coming over, it's getting a little crowded, you're not sure if there's enough burgers, chips, paper towels, etc., etc. Don't freak out. Target Circle 360 is coming to the rescue with unlimited same-day delivery. It's the fastest way to get more Target, so sign up today.
Take care of your guests. Target takes care of the rest. Summer hosting is so much easier when you have unlimited same-day delivery from Target. So sign up for the new Target Circle 360 today.
Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same-day delivery is subject to terms, applies to orders over $35.
Let's talk about something we can all relate to. Hair removal. Not exactly the highlight of our day, right? Between Nick's cuts and razor burn, the worst. But guess what? Nair, the OG, has taken hair removal to the next level with their new sensational shower and body creams that smell amazing. Literally the best thing ever. Nair's new scents have turned my bathroom into a spa. My favorite is the soothing aloe and water lily body cream. It smells so good. Plus, it's designed for lingering freshness, so I smell and feel good for the rest of the day. And who doesn't love that? Nair's new shower and body creams are super easy to apply and work in as little as 3 minutes, and my smooth skin lasts days longer than shaving. You can use it on your legs, arms, underarms, even your bikini area, which is perfect with summer right around the corner. I just went on a trip to New York to visit my family, and I used Nair before I left. I didn't even need to pack a razor because I knew my legs would be smooth the entire trip. So check out the new and improved body creams and shower creams from Nair, the number one hair removal brand. So smell for yourself. Try the reformulated Nair body and shower creams available at retailers nationwide and online.
Weird thing, Jenna. Did you notice that the first song doesn't come in until almost 14 minutes?
I know. That is very weird. Maybe that's what looked different to you. Okay.
This episode, yeah, just felt weird to me.
A little different. Yeah, Pot of Gold was always a weird. I remember reading it being like, this is a little strange. It just didn't, it felt like a little out. But I liked it. I really enjoyed watching it. I will say, this also felt weird because when we, like, this was the beginning of not having another, some of our like usual suspects in the Glee Club. So like Kurt was gone for a while and we didn't have Chris to work with. And now we're going to lose all the girls. And it's really weird without them in the choir room when we were shooting. I remember being like, it's eerily quiet in here.
It feels empty.
Yes. Like Naya not making, cracking her jokes and like Amber laughing at that. It just felt like so off. And I was like, oh my God. And then when we all, I remember very vividly shooting that number that little moment where they're rehearsing and we go up to the door.
Yeah. Oh,
that was at night. And I love those scenes, shooting those scenes. We don't have to say anything, you just have to give a good look and get out of there.
I'm about to do a lot of those. West Side Story.
And then the other storyline that I want to die is the Beth storyline. Quinn trying to get Beth back. She gave her away. And I don't know that this was handled quite properly to me, but Quinn is setting Shelby up to basically call Child Protective Services. She's going to plant some shit in the house while they're babysitting. They've convinced Shelby that they can babysit Beth, that they babysat the little gingerloids or whatever. I don't know about this, Kevin.
It's bad. I don't like it. I don't like it at all.
Okay, I'm glad that you're on board with me because I feel like I'm alone.
It also feels so soapy.
Maybe that's what it is. It feels
like a different show.
Drama. Yes.
Okay. I'm like, I don't want it. I don't need it.
Okay.
I get that you need to use all of them, but like you're taking us away from the high school.
Right.
And yeah, it's also just like, it's really shitty of Quinn to be planting like hard drugs around the house and things,
and then Puck like trying to remove them all, and then him and Shelby like it feels God. Really inappropriate.
However, that one feels like it makes way more sense, like Puck with the teacher, like
okay, sure,
it's inappropriate,
so
but like
bad. I enjoyed watching Damien in this episode. I love the trouble tones. This episode to me, it could do without it in the season 3 upward trajectory that we were on.
Yeah. Also, I would just like to say that more Carol. We need more Carol.
Well, we always need more Carol. And then we just like lose Ashley Fink. So weird.
Yeah. Like, is she also in the basement?
We just find Carol and Lauren's Icy's in the basement with cobwebs.
Yeah. Like, hello.
So funny. I don't know, Kevin. It feels like that's the episode to me.
It's hard when you're not really in it that much. I wasn't really. The first half of the season, I'm sort of MIA, so I don't.
Me too. Let's do some tardy takes.
Okay, please.
These are ouchies.
You know, there's a racist joke at the top of the episode, per usual. It feels like the crutch, like to just...
Right,
do
the
it
gate.
To go there.
And Quinn planting the drugs and trying to get Beth back also feels a little cringy to me.
Absolutely.
Okay. Best dance move.
I mean, Candyman.
Candyman.
Entirety of Candyman.
Hands down. And Jergamata's dancing. Best song.
Candyman.
Candyman. And I give a notable to Damien McGinty.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Okay. Best performance by a prop.
Oh, man. I mean, maybe the Lucky Charms.
That's good. Okay. I'll go with that one.
The angry mom sign was also good.
That is very funny. Best lines.
I like the crematorium owner. He goes, and mine is a crematorium, so we also bake and deliver delicious brick oven pizza. I yelped. I heard that and I let out a little yelp.
Brittany says what? That Sour Patch Kids are just gummy bears that turn to drown.
Brittany had some classics. Wait, isn't this a date? Aren't you paying because I ordered shrimp? Scramps.
Okay. Performance MVP. I'm giving it to Damien.
It's got to be Damien.
Shout out to Corey.
Yeah. Honorable mention to Corey, but Damien was really lifting heavy and for the first episode.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Shit we found on TikTok, Jenna. Goodness gracious.
Oh boy.
It's so good. So.
Oh.
Yeah. That is the correct reaction. Pegasus Girl, Cab on TikTok. She wrote Artie whenever they let him out of his wheelchair on Glee.
And she is dancing song. They are
to
dancing.
Oh my God, by
song.
Usher and Will.i.am.
It's this with you, Kevin.
Sort of. this dressed cooler than Artie, but you know, a nod to Artie.
Oh, this is very good.
It's so good.
Awesome.
And also, like, terrifyingly accurate. Just
very
I've watched
good.
It a lot of times. Because she's also so a very good dancer.
It's so true.
And she just looks cool. Artie never looked that cool ever.
I mean, you did.
Yeah, she crushes this.
Yeah, this is good.
I need to get those boots.
That's like Tina boots.
Yeah, Tina boots. Oh, yeah. Someone was like, I wasn't paying attention and I thought you were Phoebe Bridgers.
Oh, my God.
So get it, Phoebe. It's Phoebe Bridgers dressed as Artie dancing.
That is That's very meta. Okay. Thanks for joining us for Pot of Gold, you guys. Next week's episode, I'm not going to lie, I fast-forwarded and I watched a bunch of the musical numbers. I'm going to go back and watch the whole episode. But
I love that you and I both did that without knowing. Yeah,
it's a good one. It's a good one. That's a good one. Okay. Thanks for joining us, you guys. Tune in next week. For some more Glee season 3
drama. Bam. And that's what you really missed.
Thanks for listening and follow us on Instagram at And That's What You Really Miss Pod. Make sure to write us a review and leave us 5 stars. See you next time.
Jenna, are you planning on hosting this summer?
Of course. We love having people over for get-togethers in the summer.
You know, when people are arriving, it's getting a little crowded, and suddenly you're not sure if you have enough burgers or chips or paper towels.
Yes, it's the worst feeling, and it's actually my worst nightmare.
Happens to me every time. Well, no need to worry. Target Circle 360 is coming to the rescue with unlimited same-day delivery. It's the fastest way to get more Target.
Summer hosting will be so much easier with unlimited same-day delivery from Target.
Exactly. Take care of your guests. Target takes care of the rest. Sign up for the new Target Circle 360 today.
Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same-day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
Let's hit it. Give me a vacation.
Vacation.
Give me a wave.
Surfing.
Give me a city tour.
The trolley.
Give me animals.
The zoo.
Give me some sea life. Give me museums.
Balboa Park.
Give me a woo.
Roller coaster.
What's that spell?
San Diego.
If you're happy and you know it, San Diego is the place to show it. Book your family vacation at sandiego.org. Funded in part with the City of San Diego Tourism Marketing District Assessment Funds.